Yeah, sure. Oh, it's like. Here you go. God, that's tasty. I mean, I know it's tasty, it's mine, but still, it's tasty. Gorilla glue. Yeah, leaves you glued to your couch, or so they say. Careful. That's a pretty mighty cough for someone who supposedly smokes every day for medical reasons like I do. What's going on, baby lungs? Is it your first time? Yeah. Sure. And thank you. So, how have you been? How's life? Haven't seen each other in months because of this damn pandemic. But hey, I guess that's kind of not on us. Can't be helped, but I do know that I missed you. Hanging out with you, I mean. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Oh, that's great to hear. Happy things worked out at work for you. I know the last time that we spoke. Excuse me. You were kind of in the shit of it. They're about to get ready to quit. So good to hear that twat got fired and you can work in peace again. That's good. Oh, I've been good. I mean, mostly just work and trying to keep occupied and what free time I do have. Well, I mean, there's lots of things. I also pick up any art gigs or any side gigs that I can from here and there. Like, I think my favorite is the portrait sitting where you model naked for 3 hours, actually. It's for a class, but. I'm good friends with the guy who owns the studio and runs the class and all that. His work is amazing. I'll show it to you sometime. I mean, I just sit for it, but I've been sitting for him for a few years now, actually. Which is a pretty long time considering most people just sit once or twice, I guess. I don't know. Guess I must be doing something right. Anyway, God, what were we talking about? Oh, I model and then. No, it's actually very peaceful. You would think it would be stressful. You'd think you'd be like in your head and freaking out, but it's actually very meditative. Oh, like $90 for 3 hours of work? It's not bad. Especially considering that $90 is like a good chunk of rent for me. Friday mornings. Yeah. It's not a bad way to spend a morning, that's for sure. Or I'll do things like maybe go up to the city and do like little short films or acting. I just finished an acting class where I was one of the performers and like we performed the skit at the front of the room while the class like deliberated over what they saw and what they felt and different things. It was an amazing experience to be a part of, but it also paid, which is nice. It's nice that I'm getting paid for my theater work now instead of it just being a hobby. Yeah, I certainly get a lot of life out of whatever art I get to do. Hobbies? Hobbies. Well, if you don't tease me, then I guess I can tell you about my hobbies. Well, because some people I've told thought I was childish or immature, I guess, afterwards. And I don't... This is going to sound stupid, but I don't want you to think of me that way. Well, yeah, no, usually I wouldn't care, but I'd just say whatever and do whatever, but you're different. So I don't want you thinking of me that way, I guess. I don't know. You promise? Okay, well, aside from, like, being really into cartoons, and, like, good cartoons, I'm very passionate about the idea that, like, cartoons, if they're meant for children, then they should be consumable to anyone at any age. It should be consumable to the whole family. They should all get something out of it, not just the kid. And I don't know, we'll get into that conversation later. But aside from that, I also play a lot of D&D, where I'm actually the dungeon master of one game and a player in the other. I'm currently doing two different campaigns. Yeah, and aside from that, I guess I journal, I write. Sometimes I draw squiggly faces that always wind up looking kind of depressed. Maybe I'll paint some clouds or... Oh, second favorite, I guess, is when I make tiny little fairy houses out of clay. And I'll paint them, and I'll leave them on my windowsill, or with my plants, and I have, and I have a few, but the problem is that the cats keep knocking them off of different places. So I've tried putting them on, like, my altar and in my plants rather than on my windowsill because they knock them off the windowsill because the window is where they sit. Well, this is different. I mean, this is just usually the part where people tend to start viewing me as childish, I guess. Yeah? You really don't mind it? You think it's... Stop, you'll make me blush. I'm not already blushing. How could you even tell? It's so dark out here tonight. Yeah, I guess you're right. It does leave the moon and stars looking awfully pretty from up there. Anyways, aside from that, just, I guess, mostly smoke and chill with my cats and Chowder and Pumpkin, and they're both very cuddly, interactive, big babies with very big personalities. Yeah, they've saved me more than once. I love them to death. So very much. And sometimes I'll give them catnip so that we can hide together as a family. Chowder is about it, but Pumpkin is too much of a princess, I guess, to like catnip. She's tried it, but she doesn't like it, you know? She's that girl. What about you? Any pets? Oh, bummer. Yeah, having a job like that, I guess I could imagine not having the time to take care of them the way that you would like. But hey, maybe one day you can get those cats or the dog, whichever you choose, and until then you can just come over to mine and cuddle my little love bugs. Yeah, anytime you'd like. I mean it. Yeah, it's a beeswax wick. Sorry. It's a beeswax wick. I use that instead of smoking directly with the lighter, because when you smoke directly with the lighter, it kind of like burns more of the bowl, but it's also taking in those fumes and those chemicals from the lighter. It's just not as good for you. Plus, you're burning through a lot of plastic. So the ideal would be if we had a candle here. Then we would just light the candle, use the beeswax wick around the bong to light from the candle to the bowl. But it honestly, I mean, it's a little bit tedious, but you get used to it, and it becomes so natural, and it tastes a lot better. It keeps your green tasting a lot better. Yeah, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you took to it. I know it seems a little pretentious, but I think it's worth it. No, I mean it. Really, anytime you want to come over. I love my home, and it feels good that I've found, at least, that when I get to share my happy place with people I care about, it gives them a safe place to come to whenever they need it, and so, no, I don't mind at all. I really enjoy it, actually. Well, when are you free next? What? No, so far away. Then couldn't you, like, I don't know. You come see me on your 4-hour break. Weird work by the hours, by the way. Like, who works from 4:30 to 6:30 and then has a 4-hour break and then works one more hour and then has a rest of the night off? Yeah, I guess. But anyway, so during that 4-hour break, why not then? You get a break every day, right? No, I don't mind at all. That's a bit... It's not late at night. 7 to 11 p.m. is not that late at night. You're like a secret old person. Okay, cool, then it's settled. Just pick a day or days, I don't care. Whenever you'd like to come over, just text me and let me know, and so I can unlock the door or something. Yeah, so you can just walk on in. Yeah, it's no problem. It'll be great. I'm so happy you moved closer. Now being only a few blocks away down and being able to just bike over, or, excuse me, in your case, skate the fucking shred them whatever's all the way over. It's so much fun, and it's so nice. Yeah? I'm glad you think so, too. So, not to ask anything awkward or anything, but, I'm kind of curious. Are you seeing anyone? Are you seeing anyone? Yeah. I mean, with your work schedule, I've got to imagine having a social life is, nonetheless, a love life wouldn't be easy. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry that you've been single that long. You deserve the love and comfort and joy that comes with love, you know? I'm sorry you've been single, in that I'm actually kind of glad that you've been Nothing? No, I'm rambling. I can't get my thoughts right around you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't usually, slip up this much. Usually I'm a lot cooler than this, I guess. I mean, I'm kind of awkward at times, I guess, sure, but this is just getting embarrassing. Really, you don't mind it? Well, I guess if you're calling it cute, then you must not mind it too much. May I say something else that may be more awkward than it sounds genuine the way it comes out, but when it comes out, I tell you that, I'm trying. I'm genuinely trying. I want to say this right so that I don't creep you out or myself out. What I've been trying to say is that you were always pretty, but no, just listen. I think you were always pretty, but this person, this fully realized, self-empowered powerhouse that you've grown into is just, you are breathtakingly beautiful. And I understand if you don't want this, or me, or, but you deserve to know all the great things that someone who loves you sees in you, and I do love you, and I have for years. And if you don't want the same thing, I understand, but if you could, then may I kiss you? Yeah, you mean it? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't wait to start showing you how much I care about you. Yeah. In all sorts of ways. I can't wait to start making you breakfast in the morning. I can't wait to wake you up with your favorite cup of coffee or tea. I can't wait to get you medicine when you're sick, or make sure you take your medicine every day, or make sure you eat, make sure that you're taken care of. I can't wait to buy you things just to surprise you with them, even though we both know I can't afford to. I can't wait for me and my little family of three to become a family of four, and for you to love my cats as much as I do. Because that'll make me love you even more. Which is hard, but you seem to do it every single time we meet somehow. So, just, I know it sounds like I'm talking out of my ass half the time. I know it sounds like a bunch of hot air, but I believe in honest and open communication, and I genuinely am kind of obsessed with you. There's so many things about you that I can't get over. Come here.
baby. Don't go doing that. You'll start something you can't finish. No, we've got all the time in the world. We don't have to rush this. I know you want to rush it. I want to rush it. But we shouldn't rush it. We should at least wait until later tonight, or at least until we finish the bowl. At least until we finish the bowl. Come on. I'll race you to the bedroom. And I'm bringing the bowl. Come on. Go.